This is Bob Doty with the VOA Special English Economics Report. Takeovers are a common part of business. One company offers to buy a controlling share of stock in another. But that other company may not want to be bought. What then? Last week, in the United States, Comcast offered to buy the Walt Disney Company. Disney did not ask for the offer, so it is considered a hostile takeover attempt. Comcast is the largest provider of cable television in the United States. More than 21 million people buy its service. Disney makes films and many other media products. It operates theme parks around the world. And it owns major radio and television broadcast companies in the United States. In its proposal, Comcast estimated the value of Disney at $66,000 million. Comcast offered to pay for the deal with shares of stock. It offered to trade 0.78 of a Comcast share for each Disney share. Under the offer, Disney shareholders would own 42% of the combined company. But the price of Disney stock went up after the offer, while shares in Comcast went down. This week, the Disney Board of Directors rejected the offer. It says Disney is worth more than Comcast is offering. Disney shareholders will meet in Philadelphia for their yearly meeting on March 3rd. At that time, they will vote for members of the Board of Directors. Former board members Roy Disney and Stanley Gold say they will ask shareholders not to re-elect Disney chairman Michael Eisner to the board. Mr. Eisner has led the company since 1984. He has angered many people. Comcast might be in a better position to take over Disney without Mr. Eisner. A deal with Disney would create the biggest media company in the world, bigger than Time Warner. In a separate development, Disney announced this week that it will buy the Muppets. Disney will pay the Jim Henson Company $90 million for the rights to Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, and other characters. These will join the famous Disney characters like Mickey Mouse. And in other business news this week, Singular Wireless offered to buy AT&T Wireless. The deal would create the biggest system for wireless telephone in America. Singular is jointly held by two companies, SBC Communications and Bell South. Earlier, Vodafone of Britain made an unsuccessful offer to buy AT&T Wireless. This VOA Special English Economics Report was